Can you tell me, well, first of all, tell me who you're related to, and then tell me what you remember of Main Street.
Well, across the street was Grandpa White's jewelry store, where he fixed watches. And Carl White was in there with him, too. That was my uncle. He did glasses, what do you call it? He examined everybody's eyes, and he was really good. Then up on the corner was my aunt, Doc Fuller White. She was a doctor, and everybody knew her.
What was she like?
She was all business. She was a good doctor. But sit up there all day long. Good. I thought mostly blood pressure business, but it wasn't any operations or anything like that. But if she didn't know what was wrong with you, she'd send you some to the hospital.
Did you ever go to her?
Oh, yeah.
What was it like going in her office?
Well, it was nice to go there and visit and just sit and talk a while. She was just a real nice person.
Did you have strong women role models?
No, not really. I worked all the time myself, too, so I didn't have much time to fool around. Mm-hmm. I used to work at Eikenberry's store when I... And sometimes at lunch hour, I'd run up there and stop. And
So tell me about Eikenberg's.
Well, I worked there 6 years, and you didn't get much money back then. $6 a week, and you worked Wednesday and Saturday nights till 12 o'clock. And we were busy. There was people in town that long. But
So what kind of work did you do there?
Checkout. Well, then you had to put up, you know, people bring their grocery in and give you the list, and you had to put it all up yourself, like sacking brown sugar, and then go get a gallon of kerosene or kerosene, yeah. And it's a lot different than it is now. You had to weigh everything. I know, like tea, you know, tea doesn't weigh very much. And Grace Thompson worked there with me, too, and somebody come in and wanted a dime's worth of tea or something like that. And she didn't know how to do it, so she got a great big sack. But Andy got so mad, he come flying out there, and he said, "You don't need that big a sack for that tea." But she didn't know.
What was it like if I were to walk into Eikenberry's? What would it be like once I stepped in the door?
Well, it looked like any other grocery store, only you had to, the clerk had to do all the work. You had to write it all down and put it up, cash them out. Not like it is now.
So that was your first job?
Well, I helped up at the hot lunch at the school for 3 years. Mm-hmm. That was interesting. Mm-hmm. Then I worked there, and then we'd see. We took over the restaurant there pretty soon. Mm-hmm. We were there 6 years.
What did you call your restaurant?
Just Freeman's.
Freeman's Restaurant or Freeman's Cafe?
Yeah, Freeman's Cafe. Yeah. And we were busy. Teachers, they all ate their breakfast and it kept you going all day long. But we had to get out of there. That was too much for us. Dr. Joe Warren, he said, "You're not going to live very long if you don't get out of here." But then he did some oil. Driving the oil tank for about 3 years, I think. And then we took over the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And we was in there 20 years.
So you were in the grocery store 20 years. But back to the cafe, were there, what would be a typical menu or what would be a typical...
Most what working people liked. Mashed potatoes and roast beef and pork and and vegetables, and most everybody, the working men come in, they'd all order what your menu was, you know, just, and the roast pork and everything, or beef was always just real tender, and they got a big piece of pie for a quarter, which now I think is about $1.50. But to walk into the restaurant, right, it looked just like any other restaurant. We were busy.
So what was your daily routine like?
Well, I usually did all the pies. There's one Saturday we put out 32 pies, because they'd start eating them for breakfast before the day even started. But there's always something to do. And my wrist got to hurting me, so I went to the doctor, and he said, well, it's something in your work. And I said, well, it'll have to be a rolling pie crust. And it was that. But the doctor said we had to get out of there anyway. He said it was just too much.
So you had the teachers come in the morning, then how did it go from there?
People ate all day long. 10 o'clock, you had another coffee bunch, and on Sundays, it was just, and you can't find, it was awful hard to get anybody to work on Sunday. If it hadn't been for Vern Perrin, I don't know what we'd have done, because he'd walk all week with the mail, but he'd still come and work on Sunday. We couldn't have made it if it hadn't been for him and Evelyn, because you couldn't find anybody to work.
So what was Sunday like then?
It was a madhouse. You served everybody in the country. They dine up, when they go from church, they'd say, be sure and save me a leg chicken or something. They'd be lined up clear down past Callaghan's there to get in on Sunday. It just got to, sometimes you griped about not having business, but we didn't have to gripe because it was there. I can't see why people nowadays don't do that, because that's what Rolf needs, is a good eating place. But people don't like to work like that. You had to get up in the morning and go to work, and you stayed there until you was done. So.
And what about the hotel? I'd like to know about the hotel.
Well, it was just had little wooden steps that went up to it, and then they had rooms all the way along both sides of it for that length of that those buildings along there. And we always say three or four for salesmen that we knew that were coming all the time. And the rest of them we rented out into apartments, and they had their bedrooms and their front rooms and their bathroom. And it was a nice hotel.
What do you remember of some of the other places on Main Street? Like I'm kind of curious about your memories about Webb's.
Well, it used to be that as long as you kept your hand on the counter, you got root beer for a nickel. And that was always their saying in there. But you had to keep one hand on the counter and you got it for a nickel.
Oh, you mean like if you fell off your chair, you
could... I don't know. They probably didn't pay much attention to it. But it was a nice place. The kids all went there to read comic books. They'd all sit in the back and read all the comic books. They didn't buy them. They just went back there and sat and read them.
What were some of the other stores that are most memorable to you?
Well, all of them, really. You traded at all of the stores. I don't think people went out of town as much then as they do now. Perkins had a nice variety store there. And McEnich had a good store. And Cora Leiter, she used to be up on the corner for years. Cora and Mabel. And they put out a cake pan, you know, Christmas time. Cora Leiter put out a cake pan, a 9x12. And nowadays they tell them when they bring something, said put it in a Cora Leiter pan. Well, these young kids don't know what a Cora Leiter pan is. They go to the store and ask for a Cora Leiter pan. And But that got to be kind of funny, but
Even some recipes will say, make something, put it in a Corallider pan.
yeah, it's just a plain cake pan, but she gave them away one year at Christmas time, and she really gave them, pile them away, so they were a nice pan.
Was Cora sort of different being a single businesswoman?
Well, she was up and coming. She was all for everything. She was, anything needed pushing, she'd push it. Yeah, she was good. I got my first set of Fostaria there, because she added in the story, and we thought this stuff was awful high priced. But we just buy a, she let you buy a piece or two at a time, like two plates or two cups, and you just bought till you got the whole thing. So I got my first set of Fostaria there, 12 piece, which I never use anymore.
I can't remember for sure. I remember that Saturday nights was always a big night, but there was another night of the week that was also a big night.
Well, Wednesday night they had band concerts, and that always brought out a nice bunch. I don't know why they quit it, but they did. Couldn't get the kids to come play, I guess.
So, what was Wednesday night like then? There were lots of cars on Main Street, or?
Well, not as many Saturday night, but there was quite a few. But the people loved it to come to town and listen to the band. And
I remember my Uncle Art Miter sold popcorn.
oh yeah, he did a wonderful job. He had the best popcorn. I remember that too.
Tell me about Saturday nights, or Saturdays and Saturday night on Main Street.
On Saturday afternoon, people would bring their cars uptown and park them. And then they'd walk back in the evening, so they'd have their cars to sit in the evening. And it was a crowd. You couldn't park anywhere near town, really, because everybody come down to visit, and they stayed till, well, 12 o'clock, I know. Some of them would stay longer than that if they had a place to hang out, but not that way now. On Saturday, you can drive to town. Last time, there wouldn't even be a car on Main Street on Saturday. But terrible how it went down like that. I sold tickets at the theater. I'd work at Eikenberry's all day, and then I'd go right from there over to the theater and sell tickets for the movie. So I worked most of my life, so someplace uptown.
What about other entertainment? Like there was a dance hall, wasn't there?
Yes, up above Rood's, well, where the post office is. There was a store, old store there called Rood's. They handled, well, it was a big store, but I don't know what kind of store you call it, a clothing store, I guess you'd call it. But up over that was a dance floor, and Lawrence Welk played there several times. People can't believe that, but he did. And then they used to have roller skating up there too. Johnny Losses had a roller skating place there for a long time.
Did you go up there?
Sure. Anything there was something to do, you went to it.
Where were some of the popular Saturday night hangouts?
Well, it, nice weather, they just visited right out on the street in their cars and along by Art Leiter's popcorn thing. He sold a lot of popcorn. Everybody was eating popcorn.
Where was this popcorn thing? Can you describe this popcorn stand and where it was?
Well, he usually had it right there on the corner by the theater, didn't he? Right there on that corner.
I don't really remember. I know he had it down at the, I thought he had it by the band concert.
Yeah, well, he moved it around.
Okay.
It was on wheels, and he could just push it around. But most of the time, I think he was right there by the theater where they went to the movie, which would make Ella Obrecht awful mad because they'd spill her popcorn in there. Then she'd have to clean it up.
some of the popular movies?
Well, back in those days, mostly cowboy. Everything was black and white. And somebody come in and play the piano. Wasn't not like it is now. When it got real exciting, they'd pound the piano real fast, and that was kind of fun. Come to think of it, I haven't thought of that for years.
What was it like here during the war years? How were things different during the war years here?
We were in the restaurant then, and sugar was rationed, meat, and we were in the restaurant. That was a bad business to be in when everything was rationed like that. But we'd bake what we could, and then people that didn't use their sugar coupons, so they'd bring them to us. So we got by.
Well, it's kind of interesting to have those, the east side of Main Street all, you know,
Yeah.
I mean, to have all these buildings gone.
Oh, I guess so. There's a lot of history went there.
Did you watch it?
Part of the time, yeah. It was sad, I thought. Sheriff's things don't like that. But in Callaghan's building, we often wondered, you know, he had a soda fountain underneath that after they'd changed it there into a, what was it?
Well, they used to have the place in the basement that had the silver
Silver
dollars.
dollars over the floor, yeah. Then there was stair steps that went down between our place and Callaghan's. And down in there, why I can remember, there was some old picture frames along the wall, great big picture frames. I suppose they belonged to Charlie Webb, because he owned the store first. And I'm just sure that those got wrecked in when there's, and they should have been worth a lot of money. But I said when they took the town down like that, it really took a lot of history with it. But nothing to do about it, I guess. Everything gets old.
Did you feel like crying or?
Well, yeah, it made everybody sad.
Did you talk with your friends about it or just watch or?
Just watch. Everybody watched.
People cry or just watch?
No, I think they just watched, but they hated to see it go down, really. Everybody hated it. It just looks like I'm doing away with our town. Well, about bad when they took down the Presbyterian Church, you know, that was sad too. You hate to see a nice church like that go. But that's all they could do about it, I guess.
What do you think about the idea for a new community center?
Well, I think it's wonderful. Yeah. We need that.
So what do you think it'll be like? Do you have any idea what the plans are?
No, it just it's gonna be a community building and the library and the city hall, and that's all gonna be into one, I heard, but